don't know about quite like that. But yeah, it was exciting. Big time kick there by Spence, and good job by the guys up front. Yeah, we got it down in there. Alec played a big time round in the shallow, created some separation, and then
they played tight coverage today. I mean, you guys challenged them and won a lot of those matchups. What allowed you guys to have that success?
We got a lot of confidence in our guys and our guys to win in a lot of those matchups, and they did. It's a good secondary. You know, we talked throughout the week. It's a good secondary. It's a good front. I mean, it's a good defense. We were confident with our guys going in that we'd stack up well. I think in a game like that, you know, you're going to have some good, some bad, but you kind of just keep going, play the next play, and we won a lot of those situations today, and it was good to see.
How long has it been since you have felt this comfortable?
I don't know. I mean, I think I don't know how much time I've spent comparing it to, you know, times in the past or different situations I've been in, but I feel confident and there's a great energy about our team, I think, about our offense, about our group. I think we're executing at a high level. You know, I think there's still things we need to do better. I think, you know, you look at some of the red zone stuff today and, you know, things we can sharpen up down there, things I can sharpen up for sure. I think collectively as a group, you know, we're confident about what we can be, and we know that we're still growing and developing.
What do you think have been some of the issues in the red zone?
I think a number of things. You know, a lot of that is, on me. I gotta hit the open guy when we have an open guy. Gotta recognize certain looks and pressures and make sure we're in the right play. You only get so many shots at it down there, and you gotta convert when you have them. So. Yeah, I think it's been a number of things, but I know I can do a better job.
Daniel, did you all think you had lost the game? And I guess how quickly you have to kind of recalibrate, like, oh, wait a second, there's a penalty that we can change for us.
I don't know. I guess Saul missed a kick, so it's like, yeah, for a second, you're like, you know, we didn't win. But pretty quickly, everyone was saying it was on them, so, you know, you go back to that. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Once the penalty's on them, you know, game's still good, and we have a lot of confidence in the Spence.
This is the first time Nicole's have been 2-0 since 2009. What does a start like this do for a team's confidence moving forward?
I think it does a lot for our confidence, for sure. I think we've had that, internally as a group. I think we've felt, throughout training camp, through, last week, beginning of the season, we felt like we're a good offense, can play with anybody, and we gotta keep building on it. I think, you know, last week we played well, but we were right back to work. After that, and had a good week of practice. I think we'll have the same mindset this week. We know there's things to clean up and tighten up if we're going to be the group we're capable of being.
Shane,
I think I know what you'll say, but like, there were some doubts, but let's be honest, man. Like, you come here, you don't know how this is going to play out. Tight quarterback competition. Is there any sort of rewarding feeling for what you've been able to do first 2 weeks?
I don't know. I mean, maybe a little bit for sure. I think, like I've said, I think you try to block it out. You don't seek it out, but you know what people are saying, and you know what the narrative is in a lot of situations. A little bit of that, but you know, I think I've realized, and I think I said this last week, I've played a few years now, and one game, two games, you know, don't make a season. It's a long, long season. You got to be able to sustain that. So, I think for me personally, that's got to be the mindset, and I think for our group, that's going to be mindset.
Shane was using words like gutsy, win, pretty win. What characteristics do you think a team needs just in general to come back in the fourth quarter like you guys did today?
Yeah, I think it takes a lot of, mental toughness, competitive stamina to be able to hang in there and kind of go back and forth, keep battling. Like I said earlier, there was a lot of good, but there was some stuff we didn't do well too, and it's, you know, being able to bounce back from those situations and handle the next play, be ready for what's next. And I thought as a group, we did that.
How did Daniel Bynum put you all in position to get that win? I know we talked about the kick at the end, but the pick set you all up for the game.
Yeah, the pick was huge for sure. That was huge play in the game, and it's the second one now. He's a good player for sure, smart player, and huge player there at the end.
You guys have gone in two completely different ways. Going through the kind of adversity of a win like today, what does that do for you guys, like the camaraderie of the team, having kind of those shared experiences with coming out on the other end?
I think going through that and kind of knowing, this is the NFL, most games are like that, and you're going to be battling, it's going to be a one-score game, it's going to come down to the fourth quarter, one or two drives, and or do you convert or do you not? And I think, proving to each other that we can do that and perform in those situations is critical for us down the road.
JT had over 200 yards today. How special was it to watch what he was able to do against the Broncos?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, he did a tremendous job, made some big plays in the pass game, and then, ran the crap out of the ball. He did a really good job, like he always does, and was huge for us. And the guys up front played well, against a good front.
60 plus points, I mean, through the first 2 weeks, what's the offensive outlook looking like against Tennessee now? Are you feeling confident now?
I haven't obviously looked at any Tennessee stuff. We'll start on that tomorrow. We're going to enjoy, this tonight, and then get back to work and see where we can, what we can clean up and what we need to do going into this week. But divisional game, it'll be a big game, and we'll have to bring our best.
You guys were the first team to score in your first 10 drives of the season. Did you know that yet?
Christian just told me that, actually. but good stat for us. Yeah, scores from the touchdowns.
That matter in the long run, doesn't it?
It matters because we're 2-0, but it doesn't matter for the sake of scoring on 10 drives. Thanks.